Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the part of the show where we tell you everything that's happening in Western New York this weekend. And you can always go to stepoutbuffalo.com to find out all the events we talk about or check it out just by going to kiss985.com.
I did not know it was Buffalo Beer Week, but please tell me everything I need to know.
Yes, it is. So this is the beginning. It goes all the way until the 23rd. It's happening all over Western New York. Sorry, I'm still a little bit out of breath.
So. That's all right. Buffalo loves beer.
So the gala is at Flying Bison Brewery.
Yeah, so they're having events all weekend long. Friday is Buffalo Beer Week's opening gala at Flying Bison in Larkin Square. Okay. Saturday they're doing a IPA Palooza. So if you're into IPA, that's happening at Pizza Plant in Canal Side.
May I just warn everybody, know what the alcohol content is in each IPA is, because it can be different.
Ask the guy with the beard. He'll know.
Yeah.
So true.
He'll rub his beard a couple times and he'll say, that's an 8%.
He'll adjust his knit cap.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. You know the guy I'm talking about.
I know exactly the guy you're talking
Every
about.
Every beer guy at a bar.
Okay.
On Saturday, they're also doing Buffalo Brewed at Imagine Event Center. So this is like Buffalo Beer meets Buffalo Bands, which is a cool little take.
Mm-hmm.
And then Sunday, they're doing a Brewer's Tailgate for the game at 716.
There's also a couple fun things happening, like Curtain Up tonight.
Curtain Up is one of my favorite events that happens in Buffalo, and I know that's a bold statement, but it's so fun. So basically, Curtain Up is a celebration of the beginning of theater season. So theaters all over Western New York are going to be having their premiere shows happening, and there's a gala that happens early on before the shows start called the Curtain Up Gala, and that's kind of like a black tie, super fancy, schmancy thing, and that's for all the theater patrons and theater executives to mingle and celebrate. Act two is when all the shows happen. Like I said, they're happening all over from downtown Buffalo to Lancaster and everywhere in between. There's more than a dozen different theaters and companies that are all having their opening nights from 8 to 10. And then afterwards is the party.
What's act three? I can't
wait. Act three is amazing. So they shut down that block of Main Street where Shays is.
Mm-hmm.
So
the one they just reopened to car traffic a couple years ago?
I know. But hear me out. So they have all these performers. They have live bands, live music, circus performers, food trucks, and it's a very, like, New Orleans-style thing, and you can, like, walk around, and everyone's just, like, partying together. There's a lot of great bars. Matinee, which is one of my favorite spots, has, like, cans of beer. You can grab one and, like, go outside and, like, hang out.
Which place is this?
It's called Matinee. It's a very, very fun bar. It's actually pretty huge, and they've got, like, 1920s suitcases hanging from the ceiling.
So how do I get there from, like, the front entrance of Shays on Main Street?
You turn left and you walk like 10, 20 feet.
Oh, okay.
It's right next door.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know if I've known. We were just there.
I think you've been there and you didn't know what it was called.
Oh, that could be.
Yeah, which is
not the first time.
Downtown. So the outdoor party that anybody can come and party at is at 10 o'clock and that goes till, well, they say midnight, but you never know.
Loose quotes around midnight. Yeah, it's completely free. You can literally just walk up and go and hang out and have fun, and it's a really, really fun time.
I'm bringing my own little soapboxy thing, and I'm going to put a show on because I hear you can do whatever, you know.
I'm going to do a Hamilton rap battle.
I dare you. But you're going to be busy before that because at UB Center for the Arts, you've got the big John Cusack.
There is a really cool series called Backlot, and what they do is they show an iconic movie, and this movie tonight is going to be Say Anything, the Cameron Crowe movie with John Cusack. So they show the movie in its entirety. After credits, I sit down and talk with John Cusack live on stage, and then there's a Q&A. So it's really cool to have the star of the movie and a whole lot of other movies in there. So
that's fun.
We'll be focused on Say Anything and then move on to his entire body of work.
Please tell me you're going to wear all black in true actor fashion.
I think so. He likes to wear the black cap, black jacket.
Yeah.
So I think I'm going to go all black.
Go all black.
Yeah, all black everything. It's going to be
like
fun.
That.
That's happening at UB Center for the Arts tonight. Very happy to be moderating that.
Bubble Fest at the Buffalo Museum of Science.
This is a fun one. Tonight they actually have an adult Bubble Fest if you're interested for 21 and up. And then tomorrow they're doing the kids version at the Science Museum. It's an annual celebration of bubble science, because what else? So it's family friendly. They're going to have different bubble activities, demonstrations, bubble crafts, whatever that means. even a techno bubble dance party.
Yeah.
So,
oh,
it's just
great.
A good time.
I've heard good things about Bubble Fest, the adult party one.
I'm sure.
And the kids one, too. Buffalonia is happening at Buffalo Ironworks.
So this is a really fun fundraiser for the Matt Urban Hope Center, which serves the East Side. They help out with homeless people, and they help families, and they do a lot of really great deeds. And they are having this annual fundraiser at Ironworks this year where for $25 you get an unlimited open bar. There's basket raffles, snacks, live music by both a band and a DJ, so you get the best of both worlds, photo booths, games, and it's just a really, really great time for a great cause.
Saturday's Orchard Park Festival of the Arts.
Yeah, so this one's happening Saturday and Sunday at the Orchard Park Middle School, that area. They're going to have over 300 vendors. Tons of art and craft enthusiasts will be there. Some of the vendors they're going to have are a Buffalo Frame of Mind, Buffalo Roots, Vintage Chameleon. So this actually used to, like, they've kind of changed organizations who run this, but we've heard really good things since this new organization took over. It's free admission, so.
Ron Hawkins is doing music as that as well, who's very well-loved here in Buffalo. Also on Saturday is the Mighty Niagara Half Marathon. That's happening starting at Art Park and then ending up, well, there's Porter on the Lake Park where some of the runs happen.
Okay.
It happens in and around the Niagara area, like from Lewiston to Youngstown, all points in
That's
between.
That's such a pretty
Parker.
Run.
It raises money for Hospice Niagara. The Mighty Niagara Half Marathon is happening Saturday morning.
How about the Tour de Farms?
This is another really great event. If you've ever wanted to see all of Western New York, this is an awesome way to do it. And it's going to be beautiful on Saturday, so why not? So basically, this is an event that kicks off at Massachusetts Avenue on the west side, and it's a bicycle tour of local urban and rural farms. So there's different routes. You can do like a smaller one that kind of just goes around like the city center, basically, to all the urban spots where people have these community farms or whatever they have, all the places supplying all the fruits and veggies for the restaurants in the area, basically. And then they've got bigger loops where you can go from literally the west side all the way to East Aurora, and you stop along the way at different farms, and you get, like, tours, and you get to try different foods. And it's a really, really fun event, and that's all day long. It starts at 7 a.m. and goes all the way till 5.
So what's happening as we start the celebration of Oktoberfest?
We have two big ones this weekend. The first one is at Resurgence Brewery over on the west side on Niagara Street. They're going to have beer games, a keg tapping, a beer barrel race.
Is there going to be yodeling?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
And, of course, a sign hoisting competition because you can't have
Oktoberfest
without it.
Where are your formal Lederhosen for this one,
Your
Jane?
Lederhosen?
Yeah, the one made out of leather.
Your Lederhosen shirt needs to be very tight, like to almost like a second skin.
I wonder if they have those shirts that, you know, like the muscle shirts where you have the body over the shirt.
Yeah.
Like, I need a T-shirt with a Lederhosen outfit.
For Friday night, Nick is wearing his tuxedo shirt to curtain up instead of a tuxedo.
Exactly.
Yeah. Tuxedo T-shirt.
And then we'll do the Lederhosen T-shirt.
And what's happening in Hamburg?
Yeah, in Hamburg, they're having a big Oktoberfest party in Memorial Park. And this is an authentic Oktoberfest. They're saying they're going to have authentic German food, imported beer and wine, live music and dancing, a German import car show. So, and I want to say at Resurgence, they're going to have Wayno's barbecue there too, which is like a big deal. He only does pop-ups. He doesn't have an actual place.
Really?
People go crazy for
it. He's so good.
So,
where is it?
It's not authentic German, but it's barbecue.
But he's the good barbecue?
So he's just like a caterer sort of and comes to pop-up at events. He goes to Resurgence a lot for pop-ups. But people, like, there's lines down the street.
Yeah, I've heard the buzz. I've never tried. Yeah. So maybe this is the chance.
This is a good chance to try it out.
We need to mention the Buffalo Bills game on Sunday.
There's that, too.
Yeah. Well, there's a couple things going on this weekend. Not that it matters because you can't get tickets.
Elton John.
Elton John is playing a sold-out show.
Jets.
That's one of his. Good call, Jan.
Benny.
He does that Tony Danza song as well.
Oh,
huge.
Blue Jean, baby.
So anywho, that's happening Saturday night.
That's from the Kate Hudson movie.
Yeah, that's what he likes to tell people. It's from the Kate Hudson
movie. Well, that's how I know the song. How do you know it? She married a music man. Almost Famous. Have you guys seen that movie?
Isn't it the 10-year anniversary of Almost Famous or something?
That's the most recent movie I've probably
Another
seen.
Another Cameron Crowe movie.
That's why Cameron wanted me to sing this. And John, do you guys love...
He didn't want you to sing
it. No. Okay, fine.
Yeah.
It's always my favorite part
so
of the
there's
show.
That. And then on Sunday, there's some sort of sports event happening in Orchard Park. Are you familiar with the Buffalo Bills?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's going to be a good time.
So there's that.
Just a home opener.
It's going to be fun.
Home opener.
That's all.
Kind of a big deal.
Exactly. This is a big weekend. There's a lot of fun things going on.
Yeah. Huge. And good weather, so...
Love it. On one of these, you guys, on one of these slow weekends when there's not as much going on, can we talk about, like, restaurants?
Yes.
Oh, I'm dying to, you
know? Don't worry. The slow weekends are coming up. So
I know. And
probably,
we need,
like, right after Halloween, it will slow down and we can chat about restaurants.
Yeah. Yeah, because I need, like, I discovered Founding Fathers. 700 years
took a
later.
While.
Yeah, I know. So I need another cool one to go to. So you guys have to think about that. Okay. All right, cool. If you want information on all of the things we talked about, you can go to stepoutbuffalo.com. Lauren and Emily, girls, thanks for being here today. Appreciate
thank
it.
Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.